Everyone, welcome back. I know it has been quite a while since I last updated y'all on my journey through coding bootcamp. There will be an episode coming out on that soon, but just a brief update. I finished. After a long 10 months, I was able to finish, graduated, started the job search, which I'll have another episode on that in the future. Just going over how that went. But yeah, I can now say I'm happily employed with an awesome company as a software engineer. So I was able to make things happen, make changes in my life that I didn't think I could ever have gone through. But I'm happy that I was able to do so. So you may have noticed the podcast name has changed to the Code Block Pod. I felt that this was more representative of what we're trying to do as a software engineering and tech podcast. You know, as you go on through your career of coding, the more you learn, the more you start to realize the flow of things. So I think it was quite great for me to, you know, get some hands-on experience and then come back to the pod. So I'm really happy that I was able to take that time off in order to, you know, come back more refreshed to this podcast, be able to discuss things more thoroughly. So yeah, that's our brief update. So thank you once again for tuning in. So with that out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about what we are going to be discussing today. On today's podcast, I want to take a brief journey through Gitkraken and why I feel it is a tool for all newbie developers and even some professional developers to get a hand of and to start working with. For all you newbies that don't know what Git is, I'm going to briefly discuss what it is. Git is a software for tracking changes in any set of files. It is a sort of a version control system that allows you to keep track of minor changes and updates to a code. You can host the code as well on websites such as GitHub, GitLabs, and so on and so forth. And if you're a newbie developer, this is something I really recommend that you start doing. You start learning Git as soon as you possibly can, so you can start hosting your code and show others that you're actually coding. You know, get those green squares up on GitHub. And it also allows you to, you know, get in the practice of what you will be doing in the future. Whenever you do find employment, you'll be able to, you know, get those fundamentals for how to start making tickets, making requests, and fulfilling those requests, right? Documenting changes within your code, being very verbose with your documentation. So all this is really good and good ideals to start practicing on, especially as soon as you start coding, just kind of get in that habit. I was lucky in that during my bootcamp, I really wasn't taught Git too much, or it wasn't a part of the curriculum. But our instructor really felt the need to teach us about Git and GitHub and how to start uploading things and basic, you know, version control information, so that way we can always keep track of your code. Super awesome in case you somehow make an error and you destroy the entire application that you're working on. You can always just go back and pull straight from the GitHub to your last commit where it was actually working. So yeah, Git is an awesome lifesaver. And I'm about to introduce y'all into a tool that is an even bigger lifesaver, because if you're not a fan of working through a terminal, and you're more likely to be, you know, inclined to a GUI. I mean, I always felt like as a newbie in tech, GUI is the way to go because it allows you to visually see things. So Git, you know, mainly really works through a terminal base and it doesn't really allow you to actually see everything, all the changes that you're making. Here comes Gitkraken with their beautiful GUI. And if you don't know what GUI is, it's a graphical user interface. Really beautiful design, allows you to see all the changes that you are making on your code that you're uploading straight to GitHub, GitLabs, or wherever you want. Really intuitive. So, you know, there's really no confusing things about it. You can see exactly where the branches are, and we'll get into branches later. But, you know, you're able to see every commit, you know, the workflow, the process, the documentation, all in one easy, beautiful thing to see. So Gitkraken gets a big plus on that end. But not only that, Gitkraken allows you to make easy changes with the click of a button. Okay, you have a button just for git merging, you have a button for git committing, you have buttons just for git pulling, git pull requests, all these things that you have to remember the syntax for, you have to remember the commands for, the options for whenever you're typing in it in the terminal. Okay, Gitkraken will do that all for you with a simple click of a button, maybe two buttons, right? Still, it's just so much easier. Like, why wouldn't you use Gitkraken? You could do all these things with just buttons, simple clicks. Come on, that is just amazing. I cannot tell you how much time I wasted just typing in the terminal, and trying to remember all these commands. I would have to eventually Google them, just to remember the options for each command. But Gitkraken just has it right there laid out for you and easy to read, easy positioning within their GUI. It's just awesome. So big ups there as well. All right, so let's get into git branching. What is a git branch? Git branches are a, or a branch is a pointer to a specific commit. The branch pointer moves along with each new commit you make and only diverges in the graph if a commit is made on a common ancestor commit. So basically, the branch is simply a pointer to one specific commit. The branch pointer moves along with each new commit you make and only diverges in the graph if a commit is made on a common ancestor commit. The branching model offered by Git is a lightweight compared to other version control systems and helps protect you from merging unstable code into a main code base and gives you the chance to clean up your history before merging into the main branch. So, really easy to maintain things. Especially within Gitkraken, because you have a visual representation of all the branches and all the com that are pointing to a specific commit. Plus, you don't want to, say, have one main feature in your main branch. Okay, that's the one where all the big stuff is going to go into. Okay, let's say you want to start testing certain things, like some new features that aren't quite stable yet. It's easy just to commit a new branch separate from the main branch. That way you can start adding in that code, testing it out during, development, and project testing. Okay, once that whole thing has been proven that it is good, you can go ahead and easily merge back into the main branch. And Gitkraken has awesome tools that let you do this. Okay, so you want to know how you do it? Just open the GUI, click on the branch. Go ahead and right click or click on it, click on each little node there. You can rename it. You can go ahead and branch it. You can merge it. Okay, simple, easy clicks, all intuitive, and you can really see what you're doing. Now, when I was in my coding boot camp, I had some problems with some merging going on with my Git branches, with my final projects for each unit. And I kid you not, I messed up so bad on my Git branch and my Git on my GitHub, right, my project repo, that I had to restart the entire project all over again. So my straight 8 hours of coding kind of went kaput, for lack of a better term. So, this is all before I started using Gitkraken. And now that I have Gitkraken, oh my God, I can tell you like how many times this would have saved me time, stress, because you have to submit the project by a couple hours. You're coding your whole day. You think you got it going right. You do something wrong. You're like, you know what? Let me go ahead and go back to a branch, or a commit that was working. And then I somehow bundled everything, by not putting in the right commands, not typing in the right options. And it really derailed a lot of my work. I cannot tell you how many times I had to constantly restart these projects. And like I said, looking back, like, why wasn't I using Gitkraken? Like, why do not more people know about this? Why isn't it widely said? Gitkraken would have saved my life. I wish I would have really, dove into Gitkraken early on into my coding career, so that way I can, visually see what I'm doing. And as a newbie, that is so vital, because you know, you're doing things to the terminal. You can't see what you're doing. You're just typing commands and you're saying, you know, I hope this works. So, you know, Gitkraken, ever since I switched to it, you know, I didn't have any of these problems. And I, like I said, I really can't recommend this app any more than I've already been saying. You know, this is a lifesaver, this is a time saver, and best of all, it's free. So all you newbies, get on Gitkraken. Start learning Git. Look up documentation videos. Look up YouTube videos on it. Gitkraken will save you time. Easily create repos. Like I said, just a button. Click a button and you're creating a repo. You're already hosting it on your GitHub. You don't have to go to the website, actually type in everything. So easy to get set up, you know? Like I said, I can't recommend this higher for newbies. This is definitely something you should get into. Talk about Git merging. You know, earlier I had mentioned that I messed up a lot of my project repos just by merging wrong. I tried to, you know, create those branches to divert into, you know, some experimental features, some extra add-ons that I was trying to add to my project. I completely messed it up. So I was like, you know what, let me try to go back into the main branch and let me work on that instead. So I Googled some searches. I thought git merge was the right one, the right command for me to do. Turns out it wasn't. But, you know, if there ever was a conflict, Gitkraken has a super easy way to let you know that something's going wrong, right? So if you run into any kind of git merge conflict, Gitkraken will pause the merge and immediately show you a pop-up. You know, it pops up in red in the corner saying merge conflict found. And then you can go ahead and start debugging that or start figuring out why is this happening. And guess what? You can do that all through Gitkraken's merge conflict tool, which will guide you through the resolution process, right? It's going to give you all that information you need to decide which changes to keep and which to discard. You know, so all those mistakes I had added into my previous project, I could have just left them in the dust, not merged them into my main branch, and I wouldn't have had to restart. So, you know, really easy stuff. And do you want to know an extra time saver move that Gitkraken lets you do? Okay, let's say you just need to make a quick change in a file, something, you know, really easy, like just changing a word, you know, on a README or something. You know, if you were to do it normally, you'd probably have to open up a code editor, a text editor, what have you. Then you have to, you know, type in git pull, you know, git push, git commit, right? Git commit at all. Okay, Gitkraken has a visual editor, like a text editor, code editor, built in natively. So all you have to do is click on it, make the changes, click the button to commit it, click the button to push it. Okay, really easy, really save you like so much time. All you have to do is literally open up the code editor and inside, which is built in natively, make your quick edits, boom, done, right? Go out for a walk. You don't have to be behind the computer anymore. So, you know, another life-saving hack brought to you by Gitkraken. All right, if you've made it this far, I just want to say thank you for listening and tuning in to my spiel on Gitkraken. Like I said, it is a super awesome tool, and I cannot highly recommend this thing, especially if you are a newbie. So if you're interested in checking out Gitkraken for yourself, you can go ahead and check out the link in the podcast description notes. So that way you can go ahead and check it out for yourself. All right, that has been today's episode. And let me say, what are you waiting for? Go download Gitkraken, get it set up, start learning, start using. And as always, keep on coding. Bye, everyone.